All right. Okay. Well, the GPS says just 10-15 more minutes. Oh, it's you. We work together, right? You know, you're in the cubicle about 5 or so away from mine. Yeah, I do accounting. You don't recognize me? Well, I know I'm like 5 years your superior, but come on. Am I really that invisible? Wow. I have to say I'm a little wounded there. Look, it's, really late and kind of scary out here. It's all dark and, well, I was wondering, do you think you could, walk me home? Oh, God. You're a lifesaver. I don't want to be alone tonight. Especially not when it's all scary and foggy. Looks like Silent Hill out here. Yeah, I swear to you, there was a squirrel like 5 feet away from me that snapped a twig. I almost peed my pants. A little embarrassing, but what can I say? I'm a scaredy cat. Do you mind if I take your arm? Oh, thanks. I mapped my way home on my phone right here. You know, there's like a walking setting for the GPS, and it took me through this weird park, and yeah, I don't really know. Luckily you're here. Guess you take the same weird route. Do we perhaps live around the same area? Here, let me scroll over. I live in this neighborhood here. Oh, you're like 5 minutes away from me. That's good. Well, I was a little worried when I initially asked you to walk with me. I thought maybe you'd live far, and then you'd have to walk a long ways in the dark, which isn't safe for you either. But anyways, good thing you're here. And good thing you're close. So I can't feel too bad, right? So, since we're going to be walking for a while, what exactly is it that you do in the office? Well, you're quite young, don't you think? Not really, but maybe in comparison to me. It's just, you got so many promotions so quickly. You must be really good at your job. Wow, practically a prodigy. Well, of course, there's been some office talk that maybe you're related to the boss. You didn't hear that from me, though. But it seems your merits are your own, and you work hard just like the rest of us. If not as long, but certainly just as hard. Don't worry, you. I'll do what I can do. Hush down the office gossip. Well, even if you don't pay attention to it, it can't exactly help your mental state. I know if people were saying things about me, even if I didn't believe them, I probably might be affected negatively. Exactly. So, where did you go to college? No way! Me too! Of course, we probably weren't there at the same time or anything. But, you know, it's still funny. Or coincidental. Not really sure how to say that. Or which term it is. You know what I mean, though, right? Exactly. Anyway, I should really probably thank you for walking me home. I know we already determined it's not too far out of your way, but it's still really nice of you. You didn't have to. Maybe I could take you out to dinner sometime. What's your favorite restaurant? You've got to be joking. The one with the really good gravy. God, we're like practically the same person. Isn't that weird? Coincidence. Yeah, you're right. Well, it's funny, don't you think? We have so much in common, and yet we've never spoken. We live so close together, and yet we've never run into each other. I don't know. Just a small world, don't you think? Yeah. I've been at the company for around 15 years. I was working there while I was still in college. I started as a secretary. Funnily enough. Well, I guess it's not that funny, but hey, I needed the money, and they thought I was pretty enough to work the front desk, so... Yeah. It was a bit funny when I came in to apply for a much better job. But by then I had the credentials, so... Wasn't that crazy, I suppose. Only that they knew me as something else, and suddenly I was gonna become a whole new thing. Yeah. I've been through a lot of weird things in this company. Yeah, we actually used to work in a different building. It was a lot more run down, and... Oh, you don't even want to hear about those stories. Roaches, rats... Yeah, I even got some sawdust in my coffee once while they were doing renovations. It was a nightmare. Luckily, we were only there for about 2 years before I moved to the new building, but... Let me tell you, it was the worst 2 years of my life. I hope I'm not boring you. I just sort of talk when I'm nervous. And well, like I said, it's quite scary out here. Yeah. Well, you could tell me about yourself. I'm sure if you did, we might find that we have even more things in common. For instance, what's your favorite color? Really? Yeah, I like that one too. If you see my apartment, literally all my accents are that color. Well, I mean, you could come in and I could give you some tea or something. I didn't mean it like that. I only meant to be friendly. Sorry, I'm not trying to be weird. Just, friendly. No offense, but you don't really talk to anyone at the office. I get the feeling you don't have very many friends there. Well, like I said, everyone thinks of things about you, and you kind of are... intimidating. Well, you mostly keep to yourself, and all you do is work. You know, people think things. I'm just saying that we could be friends. Yeah. I don't see why not. We have so much in common. We could even walk to work together if you really wanted. Might feel a little bit like high school, but hey. No, I understand that your work is very important to you. I promise not to distract you or anything, but it could be nice to be social sometimes when you're on break, don't you think? Exactly. See? Listen, dear elders. But of course, don't ever refer to me as your elder. I'll kill you. That was a joke, obviously. I'm not that much older, right? Anyways. We're getting pretty close now. Only a few minutes. You really should, you know, come in for tea. Unless you plan on going to sleep pretty early. You're joking. You're not really gonna go home and work more, are you? Let me tell you, my friend. I think you've got a problem. No wonder you're going through promotion so fast. You're a workaholic. You've got to give yourself a break sometimes, you know. What do you do? Wake up, go to work, come home, work, go to sleep, work some more. That's not healthy, you know. No, it's not. You've got to take some time for yourself. Sure, you don't have to slack off like the rest of us, but it's not healthy to only work. You'll run out of energy one day. And then what? Your work will start to pile up and you'll have no energy left. No, I'm not trying to tell you you shouldn't work at all. Just that you should take some breaks sometimes. You'll feel better. Trust me. Yeah. I think I can see my apartment from here. That one. Right there. You like my decorations? Thanks. I try to make them neutral so that I never have to take them down and they fit for every holiday. So really, they're up year-round. It's kind of embarrassing now that I say that out loud. Well, it was really hard to put them up and that I didn't want to take him down, so, you know. Anyways. Are you sure you don't want to come in? If you say so. But, hey, you know, you should take down my number. Yeah. I think I'd feel kind of guilty if I didn't make sure that you got home safely. And I can't exactly walk with you, so you could just text me when you get home. Yeah. Here. Just give me your phone. I'll put myself in your contacts. And there we go. Now off with you, workaholic. And you better text me when you get home. And if you don't sleep, I'll know tomorrow. Good night, you.